Medical disclaimer: the content you're about to listen to was created for the purpose of entertainment, education, and information only. It should not be considered medical advice. It reflects our opinions only.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to talk about the proven way to fix acne scars, part one. As if it's not annoying enough to have acne, did you know that 95% of us with acne will also develop scarring? Today, in part one, we're going to talk about the changes on our skin and the types of scarring we tend to get from acne, and we'll scratch the surface on treatments. In part two, we're going to go deeper into acne scar treatment. No pun intended. So let's get started. After that pesky pimple goes away, what kind of changes does it leave on our skin? This is important to understand because addressing the issue will depend on which types of changes or scars that you have. Acne can cause color change, ranging from red to brown, or even sometimes lightened areas on our skin. The redness is a result of residual inflammation because this process causes our blood vessels to dilate and allows more blood to come to the area, imparting a red hue. Darkened areas, which are also referred to as post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation or acne-induced macular hyperpigmentation, come about because inflammation triggers the cells that make pigment to make more pigment, or it causes pigment to be engulfed by inflammatory cells. Or even sometimes, if the inflammation is deeper, our skin's pigment can get trapped underneath the top layer of the skin. Most people do develop hyperpigmentation. Research shows that 65% of us will develop this type of discoloration from acne. I know that I have before, at least. Certain people are more likely to have this side effect, in particular those that have darker skin that tend to develop darker areas after inflammation, for example, after bug bites, and those of us that are out in the sun and don't wear sunscreen, and finally, those of us that put off seeking care for acne. Unfortunately, sometimes we can have increased pigment in the skin even if the acne flare was mild and there wasn't a lot of inflammation. Isn't that confusing? Yeah, but it happens. Lastly, sometimes we can develop lightened areas in sites of prior pimples. This is called hypopigmentation. There aren't great statistics on the incidence of this complication. It's important for you to understand that color changes are not true scars, and in general, they're going to fade with time, rest assured. Treatments can help fade discoloration more quickly, though. Acne can also cause true scars. There's four types of scars that you should know about. The most common type of acne scars appear sunken in, or what's called atrophic. These depressed scars form because the inflammation from the pimple is under the skin, at the level of the follicular infundibulum, and as it heals, our skin gets tighter at that spot. This is called contraction. So contraction pulls the scar downward, giving it that sunken in look. How deep the scar is, in part, depends on how severe and how deep the inflammation was from your pimple. There are three types of sunken-in scars that are well documented: ice pick scars, boxcar scars, and rolling scars. So ice pick scars are those that are small and that have very steep edges. Boxcar scars are those that are deep, that have square edges. And then rolling scars are deep and they have curved edges. Okay, so are you ready for the quiz? What are the three types of scars? No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to quiz you, and you don't have to memorize those things, okay? Unless you're a dermatologist. But it's good for you to understand these concepts so you can better understand how to address the scar when the time comes. Acne scars can also be raised or heaped up. Raised scars are often referred to as hypertrophic or keloidal scars. So these types of acne scars form because exaggerated inflammation stimulates too much collagen production from the skin cells called fibroblasts. So the distinction between hypertrophic and keloidal scars is based upon whether the scar extends beyond the location of the original inflammatory pimple. So if it's confined to the area of the pimple, we call these hypertrophic. But if they're raised and they're extending beyond the original pimple, then it's going to be keloidal. So confined to the pimple, it's hypertrophic. Beyond the pimple, it's keloidal. Hypertrophic and keloidal scars, they tend to form in areas of high tension, so areas like the back, okay, or the chest. And these can sometimes itch or even hurt. Some people do have a predisposition to keloidal scars, for example, African Americans. Another type of raised acne scar is something called a papular scar. So papular scars are raised and they tend to be either skin colored or slightly lighter than your skin tone, what we call hypopigmented, and they tend to be smooth raised bumps. They tend to develop on the jawline, on the chest, shoulders, and back. In case you were wondering, the answer is yes. If you pick your pimples, this is increasing your odds of having acne scars because you're making the inflammation worse by doing so. Let's shift gears now and let's talk briefly about how we're going to treat acne scars. The first and the most important step is to get your acne under control. This is critical because if you don't address your acne, you're going to continue to have inflammation, which can cause scarring. Once you've got your acne tackled, then you can address the type of post-acne skin change. In general, we recommend addressing discoloration before textural changes. In other words, treat the discoloration before the true scars. This is desirable because it's going to help us appreciate the extent of true scarring that you have, which can later be treated. Okay, so let's start with redness. This tends to be more short-lived because it's a result of inflammation that fades rather quickly. The best way to treat redness, honestly, is just time alone, okay? But if you really want it gone quickly, let's say you're getting married next week and you have the means, then you should see a cosmetic dermatologist or a plastic surgeon for a laser treatment called PDL or pulse dye laser. This laser targets the blood vessels in the skin, causing them to close up, decreasing the redness. Another light treatment called IPL can also help. To address hyperpigmentation, aka dark discoloration, there's a few options. Topical retinoids like tretinoin or retinol used nightly can fade darker areas by increasing skin turnover, by blocking our cells from making pigment, and even causing the cells to make pigment to die off. They have the added bonus of treating your acne too. You want to apply a pea-sized amount to your entire face a few nights a week, or even nightly if you can tolerate it, although these do tend to make your skin dry. You can pick one of these up over the counter, like Differin from your pharmacy, grocery, or online, for as low as $15 per my Googling. Please note, these should not be used if you're pregnant, and data is limited if you're breastfeeding. They also make you more sensitive to the sun, so make sure to wear mineral sunscreen with SPF 30 or above. We even recommend one that contains iron oxide, which is basically a tinted mineral sunscreen, as this is going to help block visible light. So for example, from your computer or your cell phone, which can actually make your dark marks even worse. Higher strength versions are available by prescription from your dermatologist. If you want to combine creams or you can't tolerate tretinoin, then other options include hydroquinone, azelaic acid, and nutraceuticals like a vitamin C serum or even something called kojic acid. So these in general, they work by blocking the enzyme in our skin that makes pigment. So it's something called tyrosinase. Hydroquinone requires a prescription from your doctor. You can use this up to twice daily for a couple of months, followed by a few months break, because if you don't take a break, you can actually get worse darkening of the skin. This is called ochronosis and can be very hard to get rid of. Hydroquinone is usually well tolerated by most people. Azelaic acid is available over the counter. For example, The Ordinary has a 10% version for $11 and has the added bonus of helping treat acne too, because it's antimicrobial, so it fights off bacteria, and it's keratolytic, so it's going to help basically break up like plug pores. There's also a prescription form of azelaic acid. In fact, there's two, so there's a 15% and a 20%. You can use azelaic acid twice daily to your entire face or once in the morning and use tretinoin at night. Lastly, vitamin C serums are also available over the counter, and these are wonderful, both for fading darker spots, but for a number of other reasons, including decreasing signs of sun damage, and they may even help with acne. Check out our podcast episode 8 to learn more about them. A few drops of a vitamin C serum applied to your entire face 30 minutes before sun exposure is the best way to use them. So beyond topical medicines, you can do a few things procedurally to treat your discoloration. Microdermabrasion improves skin discoloration by helping with skin turnover. Chemical peels also help with both dark spots by blocking our skin from making its pigment, and acne by breaking apart our skin bonds. And fortunately, seem safe even in darker skin patients who are otherwise more susceptible to side effects from skin procedures. Peels that help include glycolic acid, 35%, 20% salicylic, and 10% mandelic acid, and phytic acid peels. So please note that one peel generally is not enough. One recommended regimen is actually twice a week for 6 sessions. Laser treatments like picosecond lasers and both non-ablative fractional lasers are also options. Please note that like dermabrasion and peels, they're probably not going to be covered by insurance either. And honestly, I'm not sure about pricing for these. This is something you would have to consult with your cosmetic dermatologist or a plastic surgeon for. Okay, so what do we do about treating hypopigmentation or the lighter areas? In general, you can actually get away with topical treatments alone for this. Tretinoin, the retinoid we mentioned earlier, helps this kind of discoloration. A gel form of Latisse, which many of us use to grow long eyelashes if you haven't heard of it, called Bimatoprost 0.03% gel, can help even out hypopigmentation if used topically twice a day. No matter what type of color change that you have, whether it be hyper or hypopigmentation, you have to wear a mineral sunscreen, because if you don't, you're not going to have the same degree of rapidity of improvement. Okay, excellent job listening this far in, everyone. Let's quiz you now. What are the 3 types of scarring? No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. So we're going to end here. Next episode, we're going to pick up where we left off and discuss treatments for true acne scars. See you in the next one.
If you enjoyed what you just heard, please take 10 seconds, leave us a review, leave us a rating, and leave a comment on whatever podcast platform you listen to us through. Every time you engage with our work, you give the algorithm a reason to boost our podcast's ranking so that we can engage with more listeners like you. Thank you.